Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good. Let's get a contestant on the line right now. For your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. I'm telling you, man, on the shrimp sandwich, it's good. So I just assume on a fish sandwich.
No. Look, again, shrimp, I agree. Shrimp belong in cocktail sauce. Look, it's personal for me, okay? Right, go when I take out my mom, yeah, Mike, she gets too many sauces. Then the one day she was dipping her crab cake and tartar sauce and not the... I was just like, what are we doing here? We got to separate things. Shrimp, cocktail, good. Right? Oysters, cocktail, good. Fish sandwich, bad. Tartar sauce.
Did you try it?
No.
Have you ever put malt vinegar on your fish sandwich?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But right. that's acceptable. Like eating fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, this is a very nice email, guys. Fisher House. Wanted to reach out to you and thank you guys for your contributions towards the Fisher House.
You're welcome.
My uncle Tim Smith, he is a veteran and has been battling lymphoma for a few years. Recently, it's taken a turn for the worst, and he's been admitted to the ICU at the VA hospital. The staff there do an amazing job and keep him as comfortable as possible. Now, through this incredibly hard time, the Fisher House has allowed my Aunt Esther to stay at their house on campus. She lives on Whidbey Island, and there would be no way she would ever be able to make that drive every day to be with her husband. And the Fisher House has allowed her to be with him through his exhaustive fight the whole way. And our family appreciates it more than you can ever imagine. He's had the love of his life there throughout it all. So I want to thank the Fisher House and thank you for the funding you provide. Keep on rocking and doing what you do does make a difference. Thanks, guys. That's from Shane. Shane, that's our listeners. Buying the beer. Buying the sausage.
Absolutely.
Buying the salsas. So right, as long as you continue to do that, we can help out the Fisher House.
That's the tough part about the Fisher House. Great place to support. Glad to hear it's working for you.
Yeah.
But you, ideally, we wouldn't have anybody having to stay at the Fisher House.
That is true.
You know what
that
I mean?
True.
It's one of those things. It's like, you know, it's, but I am glad to hear that. Also, a little creepy. I have an Uncle Tim.
Uncle Tim. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the work they do there is amazing. And if you ever get a chance to take a tour of the place and spend some time there, it's just amazing to see all the good that's done in the area. And again, man, there's three of them here. When we first got here, there were two.
Two, yeah.
So,
and beer money.
Time for all your guesses as good as mine. Did we just lose our contestant?
We did.
All right, call back if you want to play. 206-803-ROCK. If not, I'm going to let you guys play the game. All right, so our categories today, we have the states with the best and worst dental health. They said it's too much of a stretch to declare that residents of some states have the best teeth in the nation, but they at least seem to lead the way when it comes to dental health. The fine folks at Walladub, they factored in several metrics. Percentage of adults and adolescents who regularly visit the dentist,
right.
The number of dentists, the number of dental clinics, treatment costs, and even consumption of sugary drinks to bestow the bragging rights. So we have the top states for dental care. And we have the bottom worst finishers with their overall scores.
Okay.
So kind of a 2-1 on that one. Then we have the 10 states with the highest auto theft risk, according to new data. So you guys want to go with stolen cars, or do you want to go dental?
I'm saying dental, the bad side. That's me. I just feel like it'll be easier.
All right, fair enough.
I'm with you.
All right.
Bad side of dental.
Let's do it. Down with bad dental.
Bad okay. dental.
Now,
who comes to mind when you first think of bad dental hygiene? I bet you 3 out of 4 of us thought of the same person.
West Virginia?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You know what?
As a state, yes.
I feel that people in West Virginia actually take better care of their teeth than most people just based on trying to fight that stereotype, if that makes sense.
I get you.
It's almost like a thing, a point of contention. Like, you know what? We have fluoride.
We brush our teeth.
Let's do it.
But is West Virginia on the list?
Is West Virginia on the list as far as the worst states? With the, of course it is. It's number 49 in the country.
So your theory is wrong.
That's exactly right.
I think they really try. I think you do.
Yeah.
I think the rest of us don't care.
I mean, I told you about my cousin.
So who's the worst? Because if they're 49,
Mississippi.
Somebody's worse.
Mississippi is number one. That's number. No, actually, they're number. Well, does it matter? They're 50, but D.C. Is also in here.
Ah,
but okay. It's not on the top worst, just so you know. So, yes.
Okay.
West Virginia's
so
49.
51. All
Mississippi's
right.
50. There is a 51st
okay.
on this list.
Worse
of the
than
worst
Mississippi.
Dental health, yes.
I'm guessing that we got to stick around the same area down there.
I'm guessing. I mean, you know, if I were an a-hole, I'd say, well, I was going to say Arkansas, yes.
Number one, or 51 in this instance.
Oh, 51, all right.
You've got the top three anyway. Arkansas, Mississippi, and West Virginia, no strikes against you. Those are the three worst states in the United States for overall dental health.
Would you French kiss someone there?
Should we just stick to my theory about SEC football?
Generally, that's how I go. What are you thinking?
Alabama.
Alabama is on the list at number 43. That is correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now it gets a little tougher.
There's one more western state than
some
not.
Correction, like
it's
a
not,
New Mexico,
it's
maybe.
It's not touching water.
Right.
It's not touching
that?
Water.
Wyoming.
Not a bad guess, not on the list. I think the population is too small. They can only come up on anything.
I'm telling New Mexico, man.
I'll believe it. There's some good meth down there.
New Mexico?
Yeah. Nope.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
All right, hang on. Let's focus in here.
Let's get back to basics. It is SEC football, so let's go. Let's take that.
You want to throw in like a Tennessee or a Kentucky?
Sure.
Which one do you want?
I feel like Kentucky's a stronger candidate.
I think you're right.
Kentucky's 44 on the list. So far, you guys are correct on Alabama, Kentucky, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Arkansas. These are the worst states in the United States for dental care.
Tennessee might still be on there.
Do we have any more hints?
Well, there's a couple remote areas. I mean, remote, no matter if you're continental or not, on a couple of these states. Alaska's 45.
All right.
That's correct. There's one that seems like it's in the middle of nowhere.
I'm telling me, like, Iowa or... Boy, Iowa feels like the middle of nowhere. Kansas feels like the middle of nowhere.
Ohio?
Not Ohio.
Yeah, I'd say
well, Ohio. We're kind of talking out.
Okay. Two strikes. You've got 6 out of 10.
Ooh.
Thrill, pick one.
Hold on. This comes from the text line. Someone says all Oklahoma.
Right. You going to go with that one?
Go Oklahoma.
Let's go with it.
Oh, damn it, man.
Okay, stick with the SEC for just a second. Tennessee.
Tennessee not on the list.
Okay.
Georgia.
Not on the list.
What's down there next Mississippi?
Like, do you do Kansas?
Did we say Louisiana?
Louisiana's 47.
How do we not think of Louisiana?
Yeah. Believe it or not, the other states include Florida,
yeah,
Texas, and Montana.
Huh.
So those are the worst dental health states. Do you guys want to take a crack real quick here at the best dental health states?
Let's do it. Like I said, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is number 9 on the list.
New York.
New York is not on the list.
No. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire? No, not on the list.
How about Maryland?
Not on the list.
Okay.
California.
California, not on the list.
Oh, all right. So Virginia's on the list.
Virginia's not on the list.
God, God.
PA?
Maine.
Pennsylvania, not.
There's no way.
Close to Maryland. You said something close to Maryland.
District of Columbia.
Oh, D.C.
Okay.
I'm naming states, not territories.
Yes. Idaho somehow makes this list. This is a tough one. North Dakota, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois.
Really?
So those are the states right there.
Well, I mean, again, I'm simplifying, but basically, SEC, bad teeth.
Yeah.
Big, traditional Big Ten, good teeth. Mm-hmm.
The worst dental health states in the United States, that would be Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, Alaska, Montana, Louisiana, Texas, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Arkansas.
None of those shock me.
No.
Like the places with the good teeth, thrown for a loop. All of those, they make sense, and that's sad.
Idaho, I guess, makes sense, though.
You think? Why?
Because there's, to me, Idaho really only has two areas, right? You got the crazy north end people over there, right, by Coeur d'Alene and stuff.
Yeah.
But they all have a little more money and seem like, I could see them going and getting teeth work done.
Okay.
And then the only other city really is what, like that I know, is you got to go south to Boise.
And then all the rich people who ski down there, too. Those areas, those, like where Wahlberg lives and like in Demi Moore and all those people have homes. And like,
I didn't know they lived in Idaho.
They're Idahoans.
Idahoans.
Is that what you call it? Idahoan?
Idahoans.
Wahlberg seems right for Idaho, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured he'd go back to Boston.
Yeah, man. He seems like a Boston.
They're
dude,
hoping he does in Idaho. Yeah, exactly. Charlie Day's coming up at 5:08. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.